Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Here we go with the Tuesday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack, and I'm also the guy who managed to hurt his back getting off the couch over the weekend. But, hey, I guess when you're my age, those things kind of happen. Anyways, you want to give me a call, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. Oh, looks like we already got somebody calling in. All right, if not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need? Head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so look for something popping up there, you know, sometime tomorrow morning. They normally pop up in the morning, so get on over there and check that out. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is, of course, it's at Sports Time Radio. Now, feel free to hunt me down. I am at Burke Time on Twitter. That's B-U-R-K-E-T-I-M-E. And, hey, they were nice enough to call to start the podcast. Let's bring them in. Hey, caller, you there? What's your name?
Good afternoon, sir. This is Louie from Jersey.
Oh, hey, Louie. How you doing? I haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on?
Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold, but, you know, I did dial in, but I never was able to get through. Well, maybe once.
Yeah, you know, the switchboard doesn't always work, and then unfortunately we missed a few weeks of the podcast because I was lucky enough to catch the coronavirus, you know, just my luck.
Ooh, sorry.
Yeah, well, luckily it's cool enough that I'm better. But what's going on? You got some good sports news for us because things are kind of bad right now.
Well, not entirely because the sports world is making somewhat of a comeback. I know in Europe they have started soccer and whatnot, and in America they're making some progress. I mean, we have UFC back, number one. Horse racing is on its way back. Basketball and hockey look like they're making strides, and it looks like they could be turning before the summer is over. Now for the bad news, baseball looks like, well, I hate to sound like a cliche, but you're out.
Yeah, I'm to the point now where I don't think we're going to get a baseball season, and I really hate to say that. What do you think? Are we going to get something out of this? Are we going to get that goofy?
Well, you know what? The scenarios don't really make a lot of sense, to be honest. I mean, one side wants 114 games with full playoffs, expanded playoffs, and that would drive the season into December, which is a ridiculous idea, because why would you think about playing baseball when Santa Claus is coming to town? And the other, a 50-game schedule, which isn't really much of a baseball season at all. I mean, because say you have a team that ends up the division and only, like, say, 23-27, not really worth it. So, you know, both proposals, you know, are awful. And, you know, we were so sure just about a month ago that we would see something of baseball, and now it looks like they just fall off a cliff.
Yeah, I was so positive when the owner sent that first proposal, and I was like, oh, great, we're going to get baseball back, and I've just kind of swung the pendulum to the exact opposite side, and I'm to the point now where I just don't think we're going to get anything.
Yeah, what a shame. I mean, because that looked to be the first of the you know, major sports back in this country, and now it looks like it won't happen at all. If anything, soccer seems to be more mean to be more optimistic than baseball right now. Who would have thought that?
Yeah, well, you know, and I do know, not that it's, I don't believe it's hugely popular, but I know that National Women's Soccer League is planning on starting up June 18th.
Yes.
So, you know, and I mean, it's nothing I've ever watched before, but with everything going on, you know, right now all I've got is NASCAR, so I may have to take in a game and see what it's like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, women's sport does have a bit of a following, but not that big of a following. And the other one's going to start first, and then MLS with a proposed tournament schedule, and then everything else will fall into place But it's just a shame to see that, you know, baseball, the national pastime, can't get it, can't get anything done to make this deal happen. Well, then again, since when the players and owners trust each other anyway? Despite 26 years of labor peace, they've really been at odds with each other ever since.
Now, do you worry? Remember the last strike? It took them a while to get the fans back. Do you worry about
'94?
Yeah, you know, something like this really affect the game and making it difficult for the fans to come back?
Well, I think a lot of fans are afraid to come back because they figure, well, if I go, I'm taking a chance. I mean, supposing with a concession stand, I mean, who knows what they've been doing. They could offer me a poison hot dog and whatnot. So
yeah.
I think, you know, fans are, you know, more fearful. I wonder how they felt this way 100 years ago, though, when the last pandemic hit, though.
Yeah, but, you know, it didn't cost you quite as much to go to a game back then.
That's true. And back then it was only on radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, now it costs just about your salary to go, you know, if you want to sit in a good seat. So.
Yeah. I know. I mean, you know, they first thought, you know, maybe a few fans, then no fans. I mean, look, whether you got fans or not, I mean, you know, if you have the game, you have the game. That's fine with me. But now it looks like it's out the window. Even in the Chinese countries, they're having baseball back, although without fans.
Yeah. Now, are you up early enough to watch any of that KBO that's been on?
No, not that early. If it was American baseball, maybe I would, but Chinese baseball with no American players, no.
Well, there are a couple guys I noticed sprinkled in here and there. It's not like the Japanese league where there are a few guys you always know.
Right.
But I know there are a couple guys. I know I saw Tyler Saladino is on a team over there. He was the one name that I really recognized.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, other than that, it's not quite as noticeable as, like, the Japanese leagues are.
Yeah, although, you know, they are a pretty established group, if you ask me.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of it. I work overnight, so if it's on when I get home, I maybe get to see an inning or so.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, it's baseball. I don't know if it's – I would kind of compare it more to maybe triple-A level baseball. But, I mean, it's still good
Double.
Baseball.
Oh, yeah, no question about that. But,
and
now,
what's your personal feeling? Are we going to get something back? Where do you think this is going to work out? Where's this going to go?
You know, baseball, I think to say baseball in 2020 is dead.
Oh, that's sad because I know you're a big team, right? Is that your kind of your main sport?
Basketball is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, if they don't get anything done within the next 30 days or so, you can kiss baseball goodbye.
Well, I did see the NBA today mentioned something about a proposal that starts them on July 31st.
Yes.
And would take the into October. How would you feel about that?
I say the sooner the better. Well, if you got to wait until July 31st, fine. But, you know, At least you're gonna have it. So it's fine with me. I wish it'd be a little bit more sooner, but
yeah.
I'm willing to wait.
And now, what do you think? You know, because I've heard a couple different things. I've heard like the 22-man tournament.
That's a little strange. I mean, I thought maybe they would start with just the regular 16. I also heard maybe they thought about maybe reseeding the teams, which
yeah.
I think would be a lot better because I think you get a better brand of playoff basketball.
And now, do you think, you know, like the play-in tournament kind of sounded interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to see something different like that, or would you rather just see the straight-up 16 like they always do?
Well, I think expanding to 22 teams at this point with about those teams below 500, no, I think it'd just be watered down. I think we'd just better stay with the 16 we have. I mean, for the teams that didn't get there before the pandemic, I mean, it sucked. You're sucked anyway, so you're just adding more misery to your season. So I think I would just leave it as is.
And now you don't worry about it running into October because, you know, they normally start around Halloween anyways.
Right. No, I got no problem
with
that.
Do you think they would push? Would they push next season back then to start, do you think? Or
probably.
Would they just take that short time frame off?
No, I think they would delay the start of next season. You know, and they're thinking maybe more towards Christmas. If you want my opinion, if you want to delay the season, I think I'd start about the week of Thanksgiving. You know, that's when some of the college basketball starts heating up with their in-season tournaments, so I thought maybe, you know, to coincide with them together. Call me crazy if you want to, but that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, well, I know that, you know, like there are quite, you know, the NBA schedule-wise has a lot of off days worked into it, so.
That's true.
You know, I think they could, you know, they could start Thanksgiving easily. You know, just by, you know, moving a few games here or there, it wouldn't be an issue. But they have a pretty strong players union. Do you think, you know, do you think they could talk them into that? Or do you really think it might be Christmas like you're looking at for the 2020 season?
Maybe Christmas. That's what happened in the last lockout season. They started on Christmas. So it might come to that. Though through no fault of any... Through no fault of anybody, though. I mean, this was, you know, beyond our control.
Right. And now, do you think it would be a full season next year, then? We'll see all 82 games?
Oh, I hope so.
Starting that late, you wonder how they bunch games up.
Yeah. You might have to see a little bit more in the back-to-back situation, though.
Yeah, and
that,
you know, and that's always
that. I know that.
That's kind of been the union's holdup is those back to travel type days. Do you think that becomes a sticking point?
That could cause a problem a bit. You know, say one night you're playing in New York, and the next night you're playing in Orlando. That'd be a problem. And yet, baseball has no problem with that because they play six games a week. Go figure.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's always, you know, the NBA has always been a little odd to me with that, where, you know, I'll see the hockey guys go out and play back-to-back with travel, and you mentioned baseball. When the NBA guys have to do it, they kind of balk at it, and I've always kind of been curious on why that's the sport that seems to have the biggest issue with back-to-back play. Do you have any ideas?
Offhand, no.
You know. So, all right. Well, you know, Louie, it's been good talking to you. Now, you still doing your podcast? Do you want to plug it?
Absolutely. Every Saturday night, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
And now, what network are you on? Because I know you're not on this one, right? You're with somebody else?
No. I belong to Uber. Uber has a service now with it. And it's, like,
oh,
I said, it's 5 to 7 Eastern Time. We got a whole bunch of shows listed on the network. Mine, though, is right in the middle of probably the most people think of the dinner hour, but I get a good number of calls.
All right, well, cool, Louie. Thanks for stopping by, and, you know, hopefully we'll hear from you again
soon.
If you
want the number, I can give you the number if you want.
Oh, yeah. Go home.
Okay. It's 555, the virus sucks. No. 512-543-4662.
All right, cool, buddy. Well, have a good day, man. Be safe.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Well, it's nice to hear from Louie. I know I believe he called in last week when I was having some switchboard issues. You know, unfortunately, we still go through them from time to time. It's been much better. So I do want to give Blog Talk some credit. They've really kind of, you know, worked some things out here with this, and it's been a much better service than it was. God, I remember when we first started out here, you know, it was kind of hit or miss. You never knew what was going to happen. So I'm glad as things have progressed along that the service has really improved, and, you know, I greatly appreciate it. And I hope you guys, you know, are having a better experience as well listening to us. And again, I know we've been a little hit or miss, and I do apologize for that. Like I said, I was lucky enough to get maybe lucky enough is obviously the bad term, but I got the coronavirus. I never it never got serious for me to where I had to be hospitalized, so I was very thankful for that. And I got all the symptoms there, except I avoided the breathing problem, which I know is the major one. And like I said, again, you don't know how happy I am that I didn't have to deal with that. But it was frightening. I think I missed 5 weeks of work, and I only got paid for the first part of that, even though I was told I would be paid for the whole thing. So I'm still dealing with that. And then jokingly, I mentioned I started out the podcast by saying, yeah, I felt so old. I got off the couch on Saturday and my back locked up, and I've been dealing with back issues ever since. It's just like, really? It just made me feel so old. And I was like, oh, God, here we go. It's like, what the heck is going on? But, I guess that's just, I don't know how it is, how it goes, whatever you look at it as. But, yeah, so that's been my adventure. Let's go with that. I'm going to go with that one and how we kind of look there and stick with that. And I am hoping that it's going to be better as things go on. So we shall see how that goes. But yeah, let's go that route. But now I do want to ask you, we're waiting for our sports to come back, and now NASCAR has been back. Have you been keeping up with what they've been doing? Because they have been rolling out the races. So, Sunday was the last one. They were at Bristol. Brad Keselowski got the win there. And then I know, let me double check the date to make sure I'm right. Yeah, they're going again. Now they're going to next Sunday. They're going to Atlanta for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500. So, it's been hot and heavy with the NASCAR series and, the stuff they've got going on. And, well, just kind of looking here, what do we have here? It looks like Joey Logano is leading just by 1 point over Kevin Harvick. And then who do we have? It looks like Brad Keselowski is third and Chase Elliott is fourth. That goes point-wise. There's other, ways they do things. You have the automatic win for NASCAR, and then you have stage points and stage wins and all the stuff that kind of goes on with that. But, yeah, it's Logano, Harvick, Keselowski, Elliott, and Denny Hamlin round out the top five. Then we got Alex Bowman, Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, Dan's guy Clint Bowyer, Kurt Busch, Matt DiBenedetto. Right, I think I might have butchered that. Jimmy Johnson, and then Austin Dillon, Eric Jones, and Eric Almirola would be the drivers that would qualify for the playoffs as of right now. Now, obviously, we've got, we've still got a long way to go with this. But yeah, those are the guys we're looking at right now. We have Logano, Keselowski, and Hamlin each have two wins apiece, with Harvick, Elliott, and Bowman picking up the other way, each picking up a win. So those guys automatically lock, and then everything else is kind of worked out by points. So we'll have to see how that goes, but. And I understand, I'm a NASCAR fan, so I watch anyways. But it is interesting to see that, that first rating they got was huge right out of the gate. They had a little 6.3 million people. I believe who watched that very first race back. So, there have been some more viewers tuning in, which is, obviously good for a sport like this that is looking, obviously they're always looking to get new viewership, but this isn't a way for them. They're the only game in town, unless you're a soccer fan, and soccer's not being played in America right now. The leagues haven't started back up. So if you're watching soccer, it's what is it, Bundesliga League? Again, something else I probably just butchered. So, you know, it's just, you know, the only thing out there. So you know you'll have to kind of see on, you know, what works for you or what doesn't work for you, or you know, maybe you tried it out, you liked it, you didn't like it. You know, I mean, and it's not for everybody. You know, I mean, I get it, but you know, hopefully you've checked it out, and you know, maybe you found something that you like. But yeah, I mean, like they're upcoming, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for you to watch. We're going, you know, they're going again this Sunday, the 7th. That's in Atlanta. Then they're going to Martinsville on the 10th, and then Homestead, they go to Miami on the 14th. So you're going to get three races in a week here starting on Sunday. And then there's another week, you know, it goes from the 14th to the 21st before they go to Talladega. So you're going to get, you know, four races here pretty quickly, you know, give you an opportunity to pick up what's, you know, what's NASCAR's putting out there for you. And again, you know, like I said, maybe you'll develop an interest for it, or, however it is, we'll have to kind of, you know, you'll have to check it out and wait and see how, you know, see how it kind of goes. But yeah, you know, like, you know, and then, you know, other than that, like I said, it's just kind of, we're sitting on our hands basically. And, you know, I'd love to know what you're doing to pass the time. You know, have you found something, you know, like I know a lot of people are watching the replays of, you know, old games or whatever, you know, like obviously here in Chicago, you know, we're getting to see the Cubs World Series victory from a few years ago. You know, right now the White Sox channel is showing their World Series win against the Astros. So, you know, we're getting a lot of that. And it's odd that the White Sox were in the World Series against the Astros, because now the Astros are an American League team. But yes, kids, back in 2006, the Astros were in the National League. So, but yeah, so, you know, there's that going on. I know we're getting a lot of older football games, you know, a lot of older football games, a lot of older basketball games for you to, you know, for you to check out. And, you know, as much as I really liked those when they happened, it's just not all that enjoyable for me to kind of sit there and rewatch it. And I don't know why, maybe it's just me, but it just doesn't, you know, like I'll watch bits and pieces of it. Or if I go, oh yeah, okay, I remember this is where blah, blah, blah happens. But yeah, other than that, it's just kind of like, eh, you know, okay, whatever. So, but you know, there's always significant stuff, you know, in baseball history, obviously, that went on. And, you know, the one thing, if you're younger, or, you know, you have that weird memory like me, you know, the one thing that jumps out at you is today is the day that, Armando Galarraga had his perfect game taken away from him, by umpire Jim Joyce, who just completely blew a call at first base. And now remember, there was no replay system when this went on. So it was, you know, it was flat out, you know, this was 2010. So there was no way they could, oh yeah, well, let's just go back and, you know, look at the replay. No, couldn't do it. So he ended up pitching the one hitter. There had been a lot of talk down the road about changing it and making it a perfect game. And, you know, I kind of see both sides. You know, there were people who had issues with it. There were people who thought it was a good idea. You know, I don't honestly think it would matter to me which way they went with it. So, you know, it's, you know, it is what it is. I mean, that's one of the things about baseball that, you know, make it baseball is the human error factor. And, you know, unfortunately, that's going to be one of the biggest human errors that, you know, that just ever occurred. Nothing you can do about that. It is what it is, and we kind of deal with it. But you know, obviously, you know, it's a big deal for Armando Galarraga, because he was always more of a, let's call him journeyman, I think would be a good enough, you know, a good enough way to describe him, without, you know, being rude or anything like that. He was a decent pitcher. Let me see if I can find his stats here really quick. It looks like he spent parts of 5 years in the big leagues. Actually parts of 6 years. He was 26-34 with a 4.78 ERA. So yeah, I you know, however you want to describe that, he made his debut with Texas, but didn't play there long. Spent 4 years in Detroit, part of a year in Arizona, and part of a year in Houston. So that's kind of how his major league career went. He did pitch in the minors in 2013, hoping to catch on with Cincinnati, Colorado, and Minnesota. You know, and that kind of happens to these guys as they look to work their way back. You know, it doesn't, you know, maybe this team doesn't need them, so they go here or they go there, just trying to catch on and get back in. And he has been pitching since then. It looks like he pitched 3 years in the let's see, he pitched a year in Venezuela. Well, they're not really full years. 2014, he pitched in China. And then 2015, he pitched in the Mexican League before he, it looks like he just kind of hung it up here. And, you know, nothing really jumps out at you when you look at his stats. You know, he did have his best ERA was in the Mexican League at 3.75, where he made 10 starts, made six starts in China, pitched in 10 games, made seven starts in Venezuela, pitched in 10 games. So nothing, earth shattering, life shattering, you know, just kind of a guy who, you know, put it all together that one day and was really rolling, and, you know, it cost them, you know, a bad call cost them. So, you can also add in, you know, there's Phillip Umber, who has a perfect game to his credit. If you remember Phillip Umber, he was part of that, what was going to be the next great Mets rotation that just didn't work out. But, you know, again, he put it together one day with the White Sox and threw a perfect game. Now here's Umber's numbers. He spent parts of 8 years in the majors, 6-23 with a 5.31 ERA. So, you know, just didn't really, and he, you know, he had a lot of injury issues, but yeah, he never reached that kind of what you would call glory point that, you know, the Mets had planned with. I'm trying to remember who was supposed to be in that rotation, you know, with Umber. Let me see if I can find any of the guys here at the time. But yeah, it was, again, just didn't work out for them. I mean, they just kept getting hurt. I think a young Jason Vargas was originally going to be part of that rotation. But yeah, they had some young arms they were looking to, they really thought they were going to dominate with. And, you know, again, like I said, it just, for whatever reason, just didn't go their way. Yeah, Mike Pelfrey, there you go. There's one of those names. And I thought there was one or maybe two more that I'm just kind of drawing a blank on back there. And you know, this was 07, 08, 09, you know, that kind of time frame. So it's, you know, it's no surprise that I'm having difficulty remembering who some of these guys are, but I don't remember if Bobby Parnell was part of that. He was 23 back in 08. So, but yeah, we'll have to, you know, just one of those things that, you know, I want to, for some reason, I want to say Jason Isringhausen was part of that. But, yeah, I don't, you know, again, I don't know for sure. But we are going to I'm going to edit myself here today and cut me off here at the 30-minute mark. I'm not sure what happened to Dan, but hopefully we'll be back tomorrow at 4:30. You know the deal as we go, you know, go away, sportstimeradio.com. I'll get the new blog up there tomorrow morning. Link yourself over to the Facebook page and give that a like. Remember, the Twitter feed is at Sports Time Radio. I am out there on Twitter as well, at Burke Time. That's B-U-R-K-E-T-I-M-E. I'd like to thank Louie for calling in. That was very nice of him to do. Hopefully we'll talk to him again soon. And, yeah, I'll meet you back here tomorrow at 5:30, and hopefully Dan can join us.